Ladies, it's time to know your value and know your worth.
Yeah, and that worth is more than 80 cents on the dollar.
Yes, and we have tips to help you get what you're worth.
That's absolutely right. And this is
Chick to Chick. I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry.
I don't understand why, in this day and age, women are doing the same amount of work as men, in many cases doing more work than men, but earning less than men, 80 cents on the dollar. I don't understand why is this still happening.
I don't know either, and I feel like that's a conversation that we have over and over again. And I also think it's really alarming that jobs that are driven by more women, I am shocked to know that women are still getting paid less than men in the line of work that more women are in. I don't get it. Why are we still fighting and climbing our way to what we are worth? I don't understand.
I don't get it. Now, there are some companies out there, for instance, Salesforce, they are making an effort. They're going over things, they're looking at things, and they're going, this is not right. And they're bringing wages up for women so that they are comparable for men. But across the board, that is not happening, and it needs to stop.
Yeah. And I think that women don't understand that there are things that they can actually do.
Yes.
There are a lot of tools in their pockets they got to pull out so that they can get what they're worth.
And we have some of those tips, that which brings us to our guest today, Megan Healy. She is the executive director for the Pennsylvania Commission for Women. Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Megan.
Megan, first off, why is this happening? Why are women working just as hard as men, in some cases working harder than men, but earning less than men? What's up with that?
What is going on?
You know, thanks for having me here today. It's a great opportunity to talk about the pay gap. And this is something that I think as women, we all kind of know anecdotally. We all have our own stories of, you know, dealing with non-equal pay in the workforce for us working ladies. But it's, you know, when you sit down and look at the numbers, you realize this is not an anecdote. This is not something that's unique to you. And with the Commission for Women, we have taken up this issue as something we want to address head on. Flora and Carrie, I know you said 80 cents on the dollar is what women overall nationally are making compared with men. I believe the U.S. Census numbers this year raised it slightly to 82 cents on the dollar.
Oh, wow.
Statistically, yeah, big deal, right?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Okay. Party. Slow clap.
And I would be remiss to say, like, if we don't address the even bigger disparity of women of color. Women of color, for example, African-American women make just 62 cents on the dollar compared to men. So, you know, we've talked to a lot of women of color, Latina women as well, Native American women who make even less, respectively. And we hear their stories. And sometimes their story is, I worked alongside other women, you know, white women, and got paid significantly less than them, even though they're getting paid less than their male counterparts. We're getting paid. Sorry about this. The phone.
You want to get the phone?
Office.
You want to
no,
get it?
No, it's not my phone.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
but anyway, so, you know, we always have to mention that as well, because that is another underlying issue that I think folks sometimes aren't aware of. We talk about the 80, 82 cents on the dollar. That's for women overall. So we want to also delineate some of the racial disparities that exist as well.
But I still want to know, why is this happening, Megan? In this day and age, why are women earning less than men? What's it boil down to?
I think it boils down to plain old-fashioned gender bias.
So, Megan, we want to give women some really good tips. I know one of them is to give yourself permission. Sounds crazy, but give permission to negotiate. What can you just break that down a little?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's self-explanatory. I mean, it's basically, as women, we are built, we are hardwired to advocate for everyone else before we advocate for ourselves. Isn't that right?
So
I mean,
true.
We're mothers, we're friends, we're coworkers, we're sisters, we're daughters. We're always out there advocating for everyone else besides ourselves. So as women, and I find myself even thinking about this a lot, you know, I hate those stereotypes. But unfortunately, as women, we are, for some reason, we're afraid. And we need to not be afraid. And I think getting out here and talking about the issue and making it more transparent and making it not be a taboo topic to want to go in for a pay raise or to negotiate a little bit when you get a job offer should not be taboo for women. It's certainly not taboo for men, is it?
No, never, never. So yeah, you're right. It's self-explanatory. Give yourself permission. You're allowed to go in. That's the first tip to get yourself more money. The second tip is do your homework. What do you mean by that?
So when you are either, you know, faced with a job offer, or you're looking to get a promotion or get a salary increase, you can't go in without information. It's just like anything else. You need to have done your research. And there are multiple ways you can do your research. So a couple of websites, for example, when we talk about job titles and associated target salaries, AAUW recommends a lot of different resources. We talk about payscale.com and salary.com as being two places that have reputable information. The U.S. Department of Labor, the Bureau of Labor Statistics within the U.S. Department of Labor. LinkedIn is a good resource. I know a lot of us use LinkedIn. And also, we want to break this down a little bit regionally as well, because obviously a job title in one, you know, city in America could be very different than the job title and associated salary in a smaller town or, you know, a more rural community. So your local chamber of commerce is also a great place to go for resources. Those folks are great and they're business experts and they're available to you. So whether you reach out directly to them or if they have a dynamic website you can go to and look up job titles, I think that's a great place to start.
And another one, and I think this one sounds a little difficult, actually. I don't know how you do this, but you say, find target salary. And I mean, from city to city and place to place, I'm sure that that's really different. So how do we do that?
Yeah. And you know, I'm not an expert on this. I have to say I've been learning as I've gone through this process with AAUW. I think that you're right. I mean, obviously you're going for a job that's posted. You may not know much about what that job entails. And it is incumbent upon you, just like you would before a job interview, to know a little bit about the job and what it entails. I think finding the target salary can be difficult, but I think that, again, it's about doing your research and going to those websites and making phone calls and also talking to people that you have connected with.
The next tip, the fourth tip, is you should prepare your negotiation strategy. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
What you want to do is you want to set your target salary at the bottom of your range. You don't want to set it in the middle of your range. It should be at the bottom. And then you don't want to go any more than like 15 to 20% higher than that target salary range. And that's the range that you cite to you get your job offer, and then your prospective employer asks you about salary or gives you an offer, and it's maybe not within your range. You then want to communicate that range to them and ask them if they'd be willing to meet you somewhere within that range. And again, just remembering that your target salary number, that whatever number you come up with based on your research, should be at the bottom of that range.
That's smart.
So there's strategy.
Yeah, that is
a little strategy
there. Okay, so the last one, number five, is practice, practice, practice. And I'm joking, but I'm not. But it's like Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live. He looks in the mirror and says, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. but you say practice because you need to get comfortable with looking at someone in the eyes and being able to ask for what you want, correct?
Absolutely. One of the biggest tips, guys, that they say is once you've laid your case out, shut up
and let stop me start talking.
Can you imagine me trying to do that?
What? How many times have I said,
don't chirp.
Stop talking.
That's a good
stop
lesson.
Stop chirping.
No, but, you know, a lot of issues that are faced within a salary negotiation have to do with when you're prospective employer either asks you what you would like to be paid or what you're currently being paid in your current job. And those are two questions that AAUW says you should definitely deflect. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just going to read out loud a couple of the ideas they give, because I wouldn't want to misquote them. So when they say, what are your salary expectations for this role? you can deflect by saying something like, what do you usually pay someone in this position? So deflect back with a question. Or you could say something a little more definitive, like, I'd like to learn more about the role before I set my salary expectations. Because a lot of times in a job interview, you're being asked your salary expectations and you haven't even had a chance to really hash out what the job is all about. Remember, a job interview is, they're checking you out, but you're checking them out too. And you have to remember that. And so you say something like, as we move forward in the interview process, I would hope and expect that my salary would line up with market rates for similar positions in this area. When someone asks you for your salary history, you could say, this position is not exactly like any job I've had before. So I really don't feel comfortable sharing my last salary with you or my current salary with you. Again, I'd like to really determine a fair salary together once I know more about the job. Or you could say, I'd appreciate it if you would make me an offer based on what's in your budget. That's simple enough, right?
I like that. I think these are all great tips. And as Absolutely. You said, there are workshops across the state. If people can't make it to these workshops, what is that resource that you said that they can go to online to get more information, Megan?
Salary.aauw.org. And you'll look for the Work Smart information. They actually have this program for working women and for college age women. So even college age women who are going to be entering the workforce soon, they can look for a program called Start Smart. And it's very similar, but it's geared towards college students.
Oh, that's perfect. I need that for my girls.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. Thank you so much, Megan. This
Thank
is a wealth
you.
Of information.
Yeah, it was great. It's wonderful information. And women, you know what? You deserve it. Speak up. But then as Megan said, after a certain point, zip it. Stop chirping. Yeah. Let them talk and let them respond to you.
Well, on that note, I think we learned a lot today.
We sure did.
Woo, I'm tallying up everything because I've got girls and I need them to know and understand. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today because I thought it was really, really good. You can always catch us on chick2chick.com. And of course, you could subscribe to our YouTube page. And we're all over social media.
We are. We're all over the place. We certainly hope that this was valuable information because, ladies, know your worth, know your value. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.